101 Conversations in Simple Russian. Short natural dialogues to boost your confidence and improve your spoken Russian. Written by Ollie Richards. Introduction. If you've ever tried speaking Russian with a stranger, chances are it wasn't easy. You might have felt tongue-tied when you tried to recall verbs or verb conjugations. You might have struggled to keep up with the conversation, with Russian words flying at you at 100 miles per hour. Indeed, many students report feeling so overwhelmed with the experience of speaking Russian in the real world that they struggle to maintain motivation. The problem lies with the way Russian is usually taught. Textbooks and language classes break Russian down into rules and other nuggets of information in order to make it easier to learn. But that can leave you with a bit of a shock when you come to actually speak Russian out in the real world. People don't speak like they do in my textbooks. That's why I wrote this book. 101 Conversations in Simple Russian prepares you to speak Russian in the real world. Unlike the contrived and unnatural dialogues in your textbook, the 101 authentic conversations in this book offer you simple but authentic spoken Russian that you can study away from the pressure of face-to-face conversation. The conversations in this book tell the story of six people in Moscow. You'll experience the story by following the conversations the characters have with one another. Written entirely in spoken Russian, the conversations give you the authentic experience of reading real Russian in a format that is convenient and accessible for a beginner. A2 on the Common European Framework of Reference. The extensive, story-based format of the book helps you get used to spoken Russian in a natural way, with the words and phrases you see gradually emerging in your own spoken Russian as you learn them naturally through your reading. The book is packed with engaging learning material, including short dialogues that you can finish in one sitting, helpful English definitions of difficult words, scene-setting introductions to each chapter to help you follow along, and a story that will have you gripped until the end. These learning features allow you to learn and absorb new words and phrases, and then activate them, so that over time, you can remember and use them in your own spoken Russian. You'll never have to find another way to get so much practice with real, spoken Russian. Suitable for beginners and intermediate learners alike, 101 Conversations in Simple Russian is the perfect complement to any Russian course and will give you the ultimate head start for using Russian confidently in the real world. Whether you're new to Russian and looking for an entertaining challenge, or you have been learning for a while and want to take your speaking to the next level, this book is the biggest step forward you will take in your Russian this year. If you're ready, let's get started. How to use this book. There are many possible ways to use a resource such as this, which is written entirely in Russian. In this section, I would like to offer my suggestions for using this book effectively, based on my experience with thousands of students and their struggles. There are two main ways to work with content in a foreign language. 1. Intensively. 2. Extensively. Intensive learning is when you imagine the material in great detail, seeking to understand all the content, the meaning of vocabulary, the use of grammar, the pronunciation of difficult words, etc. You will typically spend much longer with each section and, therefore, cover less material overall. Traditional classroom learning generally involves intensive learning. Extensive learning is the opposite of intensive. To learn extensively is to treat the material for what it is, not as the object of language study, but rather as content to be enjoyed and appreciated. To read a book for pleasure is an example of extensive reading. As such, the aim is not to stop and study the language that you find, but rather to read and complete the book. There are pros and cons to both modes of study, and, indeed, you may use a combination of both in your approach. However, the default mode for most people is to study intensively. This is because there is the inevitable temptation to investigate anything you do not understand in the pursuit of progress, and hope to eliminate all mistakes. Traditional language education trains us to do this. Similarly, it is not obvious to many readers how extensive study can be effective. The uncertainty and ambiguity can be uncomfortable. There's so much I don't understand. In my experience, people have a tendency to drastically overestimate what they can learn from intensive study and drastically underestimate what they can gain from extensive study. My observations are as follows. Intensive learning. Although it is intuitive to try to learn something you don't understand, such as a new word, there is no guarantee you will actually manage to learn it. Indeed, you will be familiar with the feeling of trying to learn a new word,